Mint barge. Birds burrow under the ground into my home, popping mounds like molehills. A beak erupts. Another bird has moved in. What do they know? I don't leave my place because I think they know something is about to happen. I am glad I picked a grocery sack of green mulberries. I eat them for the tripifix. That relieves boredom. I call my friend Grefnum and we discuss the bird omen. Me. I think maybe all the local green vegetation has developed a radioactive upload and it will burn hot, green smoke filling the countryside. A nasty, vile death gas. Grefnum, more likely. There is fixin' to be a hailstorm that will be long, heavy spikes of sharp ice like spears from the sky. Me. Or maybe the sky is going to suck things straight up into it. Me. Or maybe the sky is going to suck things straight up until they reach outer space and burst. When I sleep, they all gather around me and keep warm. I don't own a TV, and now all the local radio stations are broadcasting in a language I don't understand. 2 weeks, and I'm still here. I'm down to water, ramen noodles, and butter. No cannabis left. Pipe scraped clean. I'm gonna start eating birds. There's many more, taking up most of the surfaces that will hold them. I pet and name the birds, not all of them, just the more unique ones. Ate my first bird today, a cherry one with purple beak and vivid ivory eyes. It was pretty good, kind of like a cheeseburger. I'm trying to call my friend Grefnum, but somebody else answered.
Hello?
A husky, rasping voice asked. Hello? I said.
Evil. Until Finn and Jeffy.
The voice said and hung up. I'm feeling kind of isolated here, and I still fear even to poke my head outside. I haven't got my mail for a great while, and I'm expecting that Blue Lotus times 5 extract. But to go outside may be to invite death in. Tuesday weather change. The sky is getting dark and kind of purple tinted. The birds all twitter nervously. Most of the radio stations are off the air. Something is coming, all right. It's just about here. I get my old rifle out of the closet and load it up. I just feel safer somehow. Although it looks like it's the end of the world. The lethal-looking purple clouds flow nearer. Like evil syrup, the ground begins to shake. A rumble that knocks a couple paintings off the wall. The power goes out and the birds all start crying out and flying around. Sharp claws rake my face. Wings beat against me roughly. As the panicked birds fly about, I can't stand it. The stress eating through every layer of defense. I stumble to my front door and I throw it open. The birds all suck out and swirl across the sky haphazardly. Next follows some of my paperback books and my shoes that were laying by the door. With great strain, I shut the door. The walls are shaking badly now. I know the end must be near. Soon my home will rip apart, and I'll spiral, screaming into the sky.